Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist. You're listening to the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We endeavor every Sunday night to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, and we hope you'll stick around for the next couple hours. We've got a little news at the top of the hour for 5 or 6 minutes, and we're back for a second hour. And so tonight we're going to do installment two of the recorded work of valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. He also plays fine piano, and he was one of the leading exponents of the valve trombone, and was a well-regarded composer, arranger also. And so we're going to give you a taste of some of his works tonight. We're going to start off with an album that's simply called Brookmeyer, and on this particular track, besides Brookmeyer, we've got Al Cohn on tenor sax, and on piano we've got Hank Jones, and this is a little thing that was whipped up for that particular session called the Confession Blues.
Thank you.
A nice easy swinger led up by our highlight artist of the week, Bob Brookmeyer, called Confession Blues. You also heard some fine tenor sax work there by Al Cohn. It was Hank Jones on piano. I believe my ears told me correctly that was Gene Quill on the alto sax solo. Okay, now I'm going to do another track by another trombonist. This is a regular slide trombone as opposed to a bow trombone played by Bob Brookmeyer. This is one of the finest on the scene, Curtis Fuller. And this is from his Blue Note album called The Opener. And along with Curtis on trombone, we have Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is a little thing written by Curtis Fuller called Lizzie's Bounce.
Thank you.
Curtis Fuller on trombone leading up a fine little group on a Blue Note label. Of course, that was Curtis there on trombone. Hank Mobley on tenor sax. Bobby Timmons on piano. Going to return now to our spotlight artist of the week, valve trombonist, arranger, composer, Bob Brookmeyer. And this is from his album called Stretching Out that included Zoot Sims on tenor sax, Al Cohn on baritone and tenor sax, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano. This is a little thing called Now Will You Be Good.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Little Swinger put together by our spotlight artist of the week, Bob Brookmeyer, called Now Will You Be Good. You hear, also heard, besides the trombone, valve trombone solo of Brookmeyer, we heard tenor sax solo by Al Cohn, one of his Bob Brookmeyer's soulmates, and the impeccable Hank Jones on piano. Now we're going to turn to composer, arranger, band leader Marty Paich, who put together several great bands with West Coast jazz personnel over the years. And, of course, he went on also to arrange many, many albums for the likes of Peggy Lee, etc. But in his jazz mode, he was a well-respected West Coast composer and arranger. This is a little thing, an album he put together called I Get a Boot Out of You. And he reprises the old Duke Ellington standard, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. And all-star aggregation includes Bill Perkins and Art Pepper on sax, Jack Sheldon, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Victor Feldman on vibes, Russ Freeman on piano. Listen to It Don't Mean a Thing. That was the Marty Paich Little Big Band. It was about a ten member group. Had solos there by Art Pepper on alto sax, Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Victor Feldman on vibes. That was Duke Ellington's classic, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. I turn now to our spotlight artist of the week again, valve trombonist, arranger, composer, pianist, Bob Brookmeyer, and he did an album devoted to the Kansas City sounds. Of course, the Kansas City sounds were represented by the Count Basie Big Band. And here he does a great ballad that was a favorite of the old Basie Band, written by one of the co-composers was Count Basie himself. It's a great ballad, Blue and Sentimental.
Thank you.
Yes, a great old ballad out of Count Basie big band book, which Count Basie was one of the co-composers, Blue and Sentimental, besides our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Bob Bookmeyer on valve trombone. We had Paul Quinichet and Al Cohn on tenor sax, and Ned Pierce there on piano doing his Count Basie best to fill out that Kansas City sound. Well, I'm going to do something. We do a lot of things by Rodgers and Hart. We're going to mix it up a little bit tonight, do something by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And this is Younger Than Springtime. It's just a duo, Oscar Peterson on piano, Niels Henning Ørsted Pedersen on bass, one of Scandinavia's finest, one of the best bassmen ever coming down the pike. And this is from their Pablo album, Digital at Montreux, Younger Than Springtime.
Thank you.
Dynamic duo of Oscar Peterson on piano, Niels Orsted Pedersen on bass, doing a way up-tempo version of Younger Than Springtime. I don't think that Rodgers and Hammerstein would hardly have recognized it, because that was from a musical that was a slow ballad was originally presented, and they decided to do an El Presto-type version of that particular song. Okay, but now we're going to go back to our highlight artist of the week, Bob Bookmeyer, and this is a little album he put together called The Blues Hot and Cold. Nice little group that include, of course, Bob Bookmeyer on bell trombone, our spotlight artist of the week, the droll and creative tongue-in-cheek piano of Jimmy Rawls. Every instrumentalist's favorite sideman, Mel Lewis on drums, Buddy Clark on bass, and they bring out the old standard written by Dorothy Fields and McHugh called On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you.
Yes, that was a great muted valve trombone of our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Bob Brookmeyer, doing an old standard on the Sunny Side of the Street. I'll turn now to Shelly Mann and his friends. Of course, Shelly Mann is the West Coast drummer, and his friends are the great Andre Previn on piano and Indianapolis's finest Leroy Vinegar on bass. And this is from the great musical, My Fair Lady, written by Lerner and Lowe. I Could Have Danced All Night. That was Shelly Man and His Friends, and it's Shelly Man's friends were Leroy Vinegar on bass and the great Andre Previn, you heard there on piano, doing Lauren Ern Lowe's composition, I Could Have Danced All Night, from the great musical My Fair Lady. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the better part of the last hour, and I hope you enjoyed the modern mainstream sounds that we bring to you every Sunday night from 8 to 10. We hope you'll stick around for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz after we have the news at the top of the hour. We're going to close the first hour out with something by our highlight artist of the week, Bob Mookmeyer. Here he's joined with tenor man Stan Getz. They worked off and on down through the years, and primarily in around 1952 to 54, and then they went their separate ways and led their own groups, and then they were reunited for this album in 1961. And this is a little thing that they put together called Love Jumped Out.